Good evening, everybody. You've got me again, 2 weeks in a row. Come on. How good does it get around here? Wow, excellent. I'm covering because this is what Rachel looks like in another life. So I'm going for Rachel because she's too lazy to want to speak or prepare today. So she said, "Paul, I just can't be bothered. I don't care enough to do it. Would you step in for me?" So I said, "Yes, certainly." And that's what Chris said, actually, when I asked on her behalf. Rachel's amazing. She was singing this morning. She's recovering from all sorts of things. And she's amazing. And she sang this morning. And in fairness, to stand in front of you a lot is a fairly scary thing to do. So I said, "You know what? You're probably not going to be able to run fast enough. If you upset them, I'll step in." So, I want my PowerPoint up there. Not "I believe." Everybody at home, this is what we are. There we go. Excellent, excellent. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a new hope. Everybody seen it? Put your hand up if you've not seen it. You may leave now. Mother, you've seen it. No, sit down, you'll have to stay. My mother's seen it at least twice when I've been in the room. You must have seen Star Wars, an amazing film. Last night, we got in silly late at night, and we put on the latest Star Wars movie. Surround sound booming out. It was amazing. Like a really good story. I love a good story. I love a good story. I just didn't realise that this good story was going to go on and on and on. And 40 years later, we discover there are going to be at least another 8 sequels plus all the spin-off movies. This is like Star Wars in real time. It's no longer, it's just like really happening. My entire life, more than Robert's life, more than Megan's life, my kids' lives, I've been entirely dominated by Star Wars. It's older than both of them. It's almost as old as Chris and Rachel. There are good stories and there are bad stories. And tonight I want to talk about stories. I want to talk about the whole concept of our stories. Anybody here got a story? You don't have to shout it. I don't want to know what your story is tonight. I just want to know if you've got one. Excellent. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a backstory. And tonight I want to be talking about the story. That is the story that runs through all of our stories. And when you look at the Star Wars films, I love Star Wars films. They're just awesome. They're nearly as good as Star Trek films. But Star Wars, all sorts of things happen with all sorts of characters, but running through it all is the Force, and things like Yoda. There are themes running through it all. In our story, in the story, in the God story, there is a theme running through everything. There is a thread. There is a person. There is a purpose that we're going to look at. I love good stories. I love stories that can be told in different ways. Jesus loved to tell stories in different ways. He told parables. I can tell you stories like modern-day parables. I know a man who bought himself an old Subaru. And he modernised the old Subaru, and he got it all working and ace, and then it broke, and it died. And he, without a clue of what to do, he went on Googling, got videos and got books, and he learned how to fix this amazing Subaru car. And he put it back on the road, and he's got his ancient Subaru sports car working again. His name's Phil. Okay, it's not Chitty Bang Bang, it's his Subaru. And he got it working all over again. Because he learned how to, it's broken, can't be fixed, it's all over. He fixed it. He's not a mechanic. He just thought, this can be done. If it can be built, it can be rebuilt. And he built his car. He put it back together. It was dead. It got restored. It got revived. And now it's alive. It got fixed. All the brokenness got taken out. All the old bits were replaced. And now it's alive. This could be a modern parable. We could be the Subaru. Anybody want to be a Subaru? No, I said, "Would you like to be one that have one?" "Oh, we know you're Scooby. You know you're Shaggy, aren't you, mate? Let's be honest." "Scooby snacks? You decide, simple story of a car being fixed and somebody knowing it could live again, is that a picture of Christ or is it a picture of an old car? Is it a picture of Chitty Bang Bang? You decide for you. But what I'm saying is there is a story in every one of us. We all have a story. We all have favourite stories. Anybody here got a favourite story? You're allowed to shout out. Yeah. The name of your favourite story you can shout out. Yes, I've got a story. It's called Slug Meets a Hub. Slug Needs a Hug. Her favourite story is Slug Needs a Hug. Any others? Pirates Wear Underpants. It's pretty obvious who's reading kids' books right now, isn't it? Heartless. What's that? What? Oh, that's, I thought you said something else. I wasn't going to repeat then. Wow, that was close. Well, I thought you were going to be intellectual in Barnes. I thought you were going to sort of say, Dare the Triffids, Kraken Wakes, Uncle Tom's Cabin, One Swallow Over the Cuckoo's Nest of whatever it was. One Flew Over the Mockingbird, yeah, that's the one. There are stories that change our lives. I want to tell you about a story that changes our lives. Stories that can change us completely. The story that changed my life, when the first proper book I read by myself from cover to cover, was The Iron Man. Now that's a proper book. Not the cartoon twaddly version that was all nonsense. The proper book. That was awesome. Somewhere I've still got a copy of it actually. Ephesians 2, chapter 10. This is a story from the Bible. It's a letter sent to a church in Ephesus where people now go on holiday. But it's a real place, 2,000 years ago. And it says this, For we are all God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We're all God's handiwork. There's a story in all of us. There is something prepared for us. We're like a manuscript that's been prepared, that's been written. There's a story waiting, lined up for us. Wherever we start in our story, in Jesus, we can change our story in Jesus and change our lives. And I find that really exciting. That what I start out with isn't fixed. It isn't done. Wherever I begin, we can let Jesus rewrite the story. We can let Jesus completely begin again. You know, we may be like a broken down car. We may be like the Iron Man in the book I like. Whatever our story we think it is, good or bad, Jesus can step in and he can rewrite our story. And it can change our lives. I absolutely love that about him. Every story that we have has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Have you ever noticed that? If you watch a film, read a book, there's always a before, all the nice things happening, then something goes wrong and the adventure begins, and then at the end we get the forever after. There's always a beginning, a middle, and an end. And my teacher at school used to write, if you're going to write stories now, and you're going to write a beginning, a middle, and an end. They still do. And in the Bible it says this, and this is about the very beginning of time, before time was really invented. In John chapter 1, that's one of Jesus' followers called John, wrote this letter, and these are the words he wrote. And it says, the Word, that's another way of describing Jesus, the Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the, I think there should be an acid. Oh, sorry, that will help you enormously. Yay, there you go. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. A story was begun at that moment that was so intense, that was so good, nothing could stop it. There are going to be sequels. There are going to be stories to fit into it. There are threads that run through it. A huge adventure that began with Jesus. Right at the very beginning, there was Jesus, it says, the Word, ready, present with God, prepared, something about to begin. The light that will press through every darkness that can't be put out. So there's going to be a middle and an adventure. And in the end, he's going to win out. So the very beginning of the Bible, the very beginning of time, before history, there he is. The beginning, the middle, and the end is already written. The Bible actually says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His story, his beginning, middle, and end, is certain. It's secure. It's like picking the book up, and no matter what emotions you'll feel on the way through it, or watching the film, you'll get your tissues out and cry, and then you'll laugh, but you know in the end, the story will complete and it will win. That's the Jesus story. The Bible says Jesus was in the beginning. Jesus is also the middle at the cross when he pays a price, when he dies, but he rises again to life. to begin the final chapter of the book. And then the story ends when he returns. Except the amazing thing is, after he returns and calls us home, there is never, ever going to be an end. The forever after goes on forever after. That's the amazing thing. Not more and more prequels with good and bads happening in there, just a forever after. That's what's exciting about God. See, that's the story. He's the thread that runs through everything in our lives. Our lives are, if you like, Jesus' story is a thread, the ultimate story. And our lives are like all those sequels and prequels. You know, a Star Wars film, there's all these spin-offs that fill in gaps in the story, that give us answers about the things we haven't seen in the original film. You read a book and then you get a follow-up book, you get a sequel and a prequel, and you get all these smaller books that fill in the gaps, that help you understand the central book when you get a series. And that's where our lives are. Jesus' story is complete, but he draws us into his story. He pulls us in and his thread runs through everything we say and do. That's an amazing thing. That his story always took into account our story. He didn't write his journey and write his version and then think, oh, where do I squeeze Paul into that? He knew at the outset where Paul would fit into it, where you would fit into it. That's an amazing thread. The Bible says he's the author and perfecter of our faith. See, he's written it. He's written the book. He's written your theme. He's written your thread before you were even born. He knew your story. So what is your story? What's your story? We can have a beginning and a middle and an end. So I want to experiment just briefly tonight. Who here in one word could describe what life was like at their beginning? Their life before Jesus, their pre-Jesus, pre-becoming a Christian, pre-discovering him life. If you're not a Christian this evening, maybe you could just listen in and catch hold of the words that people shout, because we've got an amazing congregation this evening, and they're going to shout out lots of words about their I wasn't a Christian yet life. What came before you got saved in one word? What was an emotion you had or an experience in one word?
Emptiness.
Lonely. Bland, good one.
Boring.
Boring. Lost.
Anxious.
Hopeless.
Sad.
Some deep, dark words there, aren't there? I was thinking normal, average, ordinary. They were all the words I wanted to use. Sorry, we are going to get a counsellor in after this session just to help people. Wow. But it's true, isn't it? No, but no, listen, I'm not mocking, because they're the words that people associate with that I'm not a Christian yet. There are much darker words than that, and there are much happier words than that. But the point is, then there's a Jesus experience. Whether your story before him was dark or whether it seemed good and full, the Jesus story changes everything. Give me a word, any of you, that expressed how you felt when you found Jesus.
Praising.
Amazing. Amazing.
Wonderful.
Fulfilling.
Complete.
Complete. Ugh, lots of them. What was that one?
Incredible.
Thankful.
Emotional.
Careful. Wow, you were really on it tonight, though. You were really feeling it, aren't you? Come on, Mikey. Mikey is just on fire with this is how God makes you feel. I love that. Joyful. Give me another one, Mikey. You're really on it. Same McDonald's stops working. Surprise. Isn't it? They're the Jesus words. You notice what? Dead seriously now, however we dress this up, I'm not being cruel to anybody, but listen to the words that people use before. And then at that moment, wow, this is who Jesus is. Their story's already begun to change. Now, here's the risky one. Give me a word that describes now that you know him, moving on into your story. If anybody says lonely now, I have blown it. Give me a word. I've become a Christian, with all the lonely stuff. I am a Christian right now. Praise, happy, joyful, complete. And now I'm the next stage. What next?
Exciting,
grateful, hopeful, Special. Miracle. Comfort. Busy. Hey, I like the comfort one because that still means it's not all perfect. Sometimes we need comfort. And somebody said hopeful. We need hope. What was that? Love and care. See, exciting. We are on a journey. We're telling a story. And this evening, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I've got to tell you, it is possible to have that Jesus thread running through your life. There is a before, there is at that moment, and there is a next. And there will be for every single one of us in our lives. But when we make Jesus that middle bit, when we make him that adventure in the center, the end bit changes. We all begin in the same place. We all begin with the same potential. We all begin lost. We all begin in a place where we don't know who Jesus is. We all begin without salvation, without being saved, without being rescued. At that moment, what we've got and what we are and where we're going is entirely down to me. What can I do? But then we meet Jesus and the story changes. Suddenly, something bigger is happening. Suddenly, there is a God there who was before time, who is right now in time, and will go on for all time. Suddenly, there's a new thread in our lives. So what's your story? As we move through our lives, moment by moment, day by day, on a subconscious kind of level, we tell ourselves stories about ourselves. They're often dreaming, or wishful thinking, or hopeful, or if-onlys. But in Jesus, the if-onlys and the wishful thinking and the dreams can become hope, can become truth, can become possibilities. Our story can change because our life can change in him. So this evening, I want to tell you, whatever you're facing, whatever words you would shout out, whatever words you inwardly said, even right now as a Christian, you may have said lonely, lost, frightened. Here's the truth. We have a comforter. So when we're excited, we have somebody to celebrate with us. When we're fearful, we have somebody to comfort us. And when we're in pain, we have somebody to heal us. When it's over, we have a destination. When we're excited, when we're filled with love and life and truth, we have hope. We have potential released. We have everything. So no matter what you face this evening, a Jesus thread is essential. It can be part of your story. It can change your story and change your life. I'm going to invite the band back up onto stage. I just encourage you, wherever you are, whatever your situation, whatever you are right now, if you're not a Christian, if you are a Christian, if you've thought about it, if you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or an atheist or an agnostic or a Jedi, I really don't mind. Here's what I want to say to you. The Jesus thread in your life changes everything and reveals so much. It lights up everything. Said in those verses that I read earlier on about him, he's the life light blazing out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. There's light for our lives. I'm going to pray a prayer now, and this prayer is a prayer we pray when we're really inviting Jesus in to be the author and perfecter, to be our Saviour, we call it, to be our Lord, when we become a Christian. Maybe you're a Christian already. Maybe you're not. Maybe you'd like to invite Jesus to be that thread. Maybe you'd like to retie that thread and reconnect. Maybe there are issues and challenges and scary things happening that make you use the lonely words or the scared words. Maybe you're still using amazing and excited and thankful words. But it's good to pray this prayer anyway. And I can pray it a lot every time. I can pray it again and again because I want to connect my now story with his eternal story. So why don't we stand if you're physically capable and then bow our heads, and I'm going to read this prayer out. It's a prayer where we give our lives to him. Then the band are going to lead us in a song or so to close in worship. And maybe you want to talk about your thread, your story for a few minutes afterwards. Love to chat to you. Love to connect you with that thread that lasts forever. Here's the prayer. Lord Jesus, I know I've done things wrong in my thoughts and words and actions. There are so many good things I've not done. So many wrong things I have done. I'm sorry for those wrong things and turn from everything I know to be bad. You gave your life for me on a cross. Gratefully, I give my life back to you. Now I ask you to come into my life. Come in as my Savior to clean me. Come in as my Lord to lead me. And I will serve you all the remaining days of my life. Amen. And that, when we believe that, when we know it in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, that is how we tie the thread that rescues us, that transforms everything, that brings potential to the darkest situation. We place Jesus at the center.